Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be on the John Road San Francisco Open Mic Television Podcast program. My name is Stephen Coppell, and I'd like to entertain you with three short pieces for your oral pleasure. Corsair, Harbor Cove, round midnight, all evening, rum royales swallowed with a pirate's swagger, smuggling hints of bravado into pockets of pants. Mine, that seemed to be a common trysting place for treasure-seeking hands, and later, when the bar was a boat on choppy seas and I the missing mate who kept falling off the unsteady stool my legs failed to wrap around, and when I couldn't pass and nearly passed out, I knew my gall was stoned. Yes, sloshed I was, when the bar turned tender and a voice yelled, "Bellies up!" I dragged my rum-ragged bottom to the stern's gangplank, begging Buddy alcohol my sorry ass home. Ground beef getaway. She'd yank the shank of his too tender carcass, heave it over a cold shoulder and toss the hunk of meat into the grinding mouth of morning. Some women butcher. Her regrets, bitter as a chlorine cocktail, suckled his survival instinct. Cradling composure, he boarded the last bus out of town. And my last piece, runner up. Eventually, I whispered to the mayor my regret for not voting her into office, stalling at first to tickle both ears, stroke that endearing muzzle, massage flanks to express my thanks. She hadn't dumped me after the ballots were counted. And now, to conclude our open mic, here is Christopher Bernard.
Thank you, Stephen. This is a poem that is a response to a short documentary I saw several months ago about an indigenous people who live in central Brazil called the Xavante people. Particularly, it was about a ceremony that is celebrated every 15 or 16 years, I believe, to choose among the young men, young boys, who will be the most talented shamans. This poem is a response to that documentary. It is called A Dream of That Group, which is called the Xavante People. A Dream of the Xavante. I dreamed within the cavern of the world. My old father smeared my head with wet so that his power would enter me. There were guards pounding the ground on their thick legs, a heavy dancing that made the heavy world over and over again like a mortar and a pestle, crushing meal into bread, their eyes watchful as spies or wardens, their heads cocked and lunging. I was a child, strange to adults, adulthood's mysteries, ignorant, wishful, naked but for cheap shorts, my hair a helmet of chopped black. A log was locked to my shoulders. The taste of sweat was in my mouth, and it sting in my eyes as I hustled across the mud pack until the tiredness ate my belly and the souls of my equals separated in two before me and my head divided between my treacherous eyes. My foolish mother came running, her hand stretched out with a bottle of water in pity, thinking to save me from pain and perishing, perishing into spirits where it might not be the point of all of it. This scattered world that circles us like the horizon where we squat in the dust under a naked sky and stared across, stuck in the dirt. The center plunged like a cane blade in our heart. Her bottle was plastic. Her dress was from an old Sears catalog. She did not know, my wild eyes switching back and forth like an idiot's, or folded like petals in a trance, so long I thought I might never wake again, saw more within their darkness than I will, than I can tell. I babbled, and the spit frothed round my mouth. And the words all fire burned my tongue as they leapt when I woke out of the cave and vanished beneath the sun, like dew or weeping or kisses, leaving only these ashes, senseless echoes, and scars on my legs where the holy men drew blood.
That was Christopher Bernard. And I'm Stephen Coppell. We want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our podcast, Open Mic Podcast, at this particular time. And once again, we want to say thanks to our producer-director, John Rhodes. We also want to say thanks to his co-host, Clara Sue. And we hope that you tune in next time and hear some both delightful and delicious poetry and perhaps some serious thoughts on various reactions to things domestic, things documentarian, and for that we go to some serious poetry such as we've heard from the mouth and heart of Christopher Bernard today. So it's a pleasure to be with you at this particular time. This is Stephen Coppell, your friend and supporter of poetry, signing off for today.